Welcome in the panel to preview the meeting at Moonee Valley tonight. Dean Lester's with us. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks, Nance.
We're off to Moonee Valley. Great program as the night season concludes.
Yeah, it does. Interesting that they've gone with the rail back to the true after 3 metres last week, so it'll be interesting to see how that plays. But as you said, an outstanding program to complete the series.
Definitely, and we've got joining us from the TAB, Trent Langscale. How are you, Trent?
All okay, thank you, Nadia.
Very good. What do you make of the program tonight from a punting front? Has there been much interest so far?
There has been. There are a fair few races on the card where the punters have taken a keen interest. Unfortunately, Shoals being scratched from the William Reid Stakes has seen Sunlight now become an odds-on favourite, but there has been support outside of Sunlight and perhaps won't be making it a double after winning the Newmark Handicap a couple of Saturdays ago.
Okay, well, let's kick things off race one. This is a 1,200-metre three-year-old event, and you can take out number two.
Well, with the scratching of Sunset Watch this morning, the favourite here now is Anjana, who's been back, Nadia, from $2.40 to $2.15 this morning. As a result, you've got Hulafa, who's drifted from $5 to $5.50. It is also the same for Yulong January. And Marcel from Madrid, $6 to $7. Fine Dane has eased from $7 to $8. And the other galloper in single figures, Chicago Cub, at $8.50. Then the $21 outsider. But in the first, Nadia, after we know that Sunset Watch was scratched this morning, there's been good money for Anjana, who's been at $2.40 into $2.15.
Okay, good money there. How does the map look, Dean?
No, I'm expecting that Kulata will use her speed from barrier two here. Yulong January's back barrier one, but back in distance. Renaissance Fine Dane from out wider, but I think Kulata probably will lead them up as she did when she won here 2 starts back.
What do you like?
Look, I think Anjana presents with the best form. She was terrific first up. She's a winner here at Moonee Valley. She's going to need a pretty smart ride getting through traffic to win, but I'm with her. I think Chicago Cub's an improver. I thought won well first up. Was a sound run last start. And I just think Maps to get right on the back of that speed. Ben Mellum to ride from a good draw. Kulasa, whether she has won down the straight, but she looked very lost down the straight last start when she was closer to the inside. Her previous win here was good in sharp time. And maybe number seven, next best, Renaissance off... number one, I should say, Marcel Madrid off... a day where, probably forgivable, where he played up in the mounting yard, then he reared at the start, got a lot wrong. Damien Lane back aboard, who knows him well, he might improve, but it's getting close to D-Day for him. But I thought Anjana was the one to beat. 8-6-3-1.
8 from 6-3-1. They are on their way to the boxes for the first at Hillsville. This is over the 350.
At the start now, race one, as we welcome Nadia and the team at RSN 927. A very good morning and welcome to Hillsville. It is a wonderful day. The Greyhound Racing here, and they're at the start for race number one. So it's 4:20, joint favourites, the 2 and the 7, as we welcome Hurls and the team at Sky Racing. Yeah, look, it's just a very even field. There's a few greyhounds that haven't really set the world on fire in the race, and therefore it's a pretty tough one to sort out. I think Big Holiday represents value. The last couple of runs have just seemed to be on the improve, and that's obviously the key, just that continued improvement. I think the last 5 runs were clearly a lot better than the first 15 or so. I know it's not ideal when they've had this many starts without a win, but definitely meets a winnable race today. Yondu out in 6 does like to use a bit of the track, and given that Yondu keeps the outside brigade off the rail, well, Big Holiday might just be able to drive through into a nice place. One late one for the meeting. Race 6, number 6, Well Armed, the late scratching, and the rest as per the press for a 12-race program. So they're moving in, getting set, race 1. Best back run of the fave, Big Holiday from box number 2. Set to go, race 1, green light, they're ready. And away, Big Holiday jumped okay near the rail with Silo away quickly, and they're going to share the lead. Wayne's Way left well, followed by Brocky, Nasty Rach on the improve. Wide out then, Yondu, Blue Cigar, and What Feeling. With 100 to go, it's Wayne's Way, grabbed by Nasty Rach. Up on the rail, Silo, and diving through late, Big Holiday descends and gets there. Big Holiday finished fast, won it by a head from Silo in a really good driving go. Third in Brocky ahead of Nasty Rach, followed by Blue Cigar. Well back, Wayne's Way, Yondu, and one at the last, What Feeling? 20.06 for Big Holiday.
Big Holiday taking out race number one. We'll get the totes through in a moment as we continue our preview of Moonee Valley tonight. Race number two This is a listed two-year-old event over 1,200. Clear of scratchings, Trent.
Good deal for favouritism in the second here, Nadia. You have Cheerleader, who went up $2.90 on Wednesday, clinging to favouritism at $3.60. And Rassie Avenue is around the $3.70 mark and has been pretty constant at that price. Mayan has been the best supported in the race, $11 the opening price, now $4.60. The others in single figures, well, Dirty Work has eased from the original price of $4.60 to $6. Treaty of Seville at $8, and then to the double figures headed by Lady Latino at $11. So only 10 cents separating the top two, Cheerleader $3.60 and Rassie Avenue $3.70, but Mayan has been $11 to $4.60.
Okay, good go there. The map, Dean, where does the speed come from?
I think the speed's closer to the inside, Nards. Lady Lupino, Cheerleader, I thought we'd probably use both the inside two gates there, and Andressi Avenue from four wouldn't be that far away, and whether Mayan from out wider takes his chances and presses on, or he slides in behind the others. But I think the inside two draws probably hold the speed.
Okay, so there looks to be pace amongst those. The market, there's quite a few chances. What angle have you taken?
Yeah, look, I'm going to maintain the faith with Andressi Avenue. I thought she had a good chance of winning the Blue Diamond, and I just think that race, the momentum got up out wide, and she was back towards the inside, and it was a bit of a forgive run, really. Her previous win here was good. The stable have done this before with Zam Zam a couple of years ago, coming off the Blue Diamond and winning this race, and I think Andressi Avenue is a big chance of doing likewise. Cheerleader probably cost herself by just rolling around last start at Flemington, narrowly beaten and then relegated to third on protest. So I think from an inside draw can race well. Mayhem was a really good win on debut. Just where he gets to from that draw is the little query. And Lady Lupino, who I thought it was a little bit weak first up, but maybe the 1200 tempo will suit her a lot better, and she is a winner here at the Valley. But I'm sticking with Andressi Avenue. 6, 8, 1, 7.
6 from 8, 1, and 7. Now we go to race 3. This race, you can take out runners 7, 8, and also the 12, Trent.
We have a well-supported favourite here, Nadia, in Testifier. Now, you touched on there, being some scratchings. Testifier opened up $3.80 on Wednesday, particularly this morning, has come in from $2.15 to now odds on $1.75. That has resulted in Good Therapy, who also opened $3.80 on Wednesday, easing this morning from $3.20 to $3.40. They're the only two in single figures. Outback Warrior, $10. Elite Drake, $14. And then a couple at $16. But the punters, they've honed in on the favourite, which is Testifier, $2.15 into $1.75 this morning. Nadia, this is the first leg of the Big Six. There's a projected pool of $100,000. And also, if you have a fixed odds win bet through your TAB account on the first three races tonight and your horse runs second or third, bonus bet back up to $50.
Short price favourite, Dean. What type of run do you have it getting in transit?
Pretty good, Nards. He's a very nice horse. He's got tactical speed. I think maybe Time Forward to his inside might lead him, but I think if Dwayne Dunn wants to push forward, he can get outside the lead. You've got Tycoon Dancer, Elite Drake outside him, and More Wanted drawn wider again. But I would think that Time Forward will be first down to the rail, and Testifier might be outside him.
What have you gone for?
Well, I really like Testifier. I obviously liked him a lot better at the price he was a couple of hours ago. But he looks a really nice horse. I thought he won in spite of the track conditions at Kyneton. He seemed to slip and slide a bit there and got the job done. Thought he was very good beating a handy field last start. And I think most of these horses have nearly hit their market benchmark 70, where he's going to, you know, race through the grades in time, and I think he'll win again. Good Therapy was quite a good run on Sunday at Yarra Valley. It's on the back up. The little negative for this horse is I think he's better with a bit of galloping room. So Barrier One's a touch of a negative, but has won here. And I think this race drops away a bit. Elite Drake, capable of running a reasonable race fresh. And More Wanted, who did win a 64 at Flemington over the summer months, resumes here from a wide draw next best. But to be honest, I'd be disappointed if Testifier just didn't win. 11, 5, 2 and 3.
11 from 5, 2 and 3 to the fourth race. This is over 2,040. Scratching Trent, number 2.
Nadia, this is one of the races on the card where, particularly when you look at Anjana in the first and Testifier in the previous, where there hasn't been a significant push for any runner in particular. We have Ryan Spender, who is the favourite, just out a fraction this morning from $3 to $3.10. Also, Snipes, $4.60 out to $5. La Belle Jude has been solid at the $5 mark. From an overall perspective, English Gambler has tightened from 11 to 6. There's one other in single figures. That is Clean Achiever at $7.50. And at $11, you've got Delightful Selena, the best of the others, but not one of the bigger betting races on the card. Ryan Spender is the $3.10 favourite, but noting there the English gambler has been supported from 11 for 6.
Okay, Matt Dean?
Interesting map now. There's a fair bit of speed here for a 2040 restricted race. Ayers Rock probably crosses down first. English gambler up in trip. Tradici not that far away. Ryan's Fender, Snipes up in distance. La Belle Jew just behind them. So I think it'll be quite busy early this race.
What's your top selection?
Bit of a wrap for number four, Ryan's Fender. He's had the time between runs since his first up win, but out to the longer trip, we saw him only get to this sort of trip once, and he won at Benalla in his maiden and won really well. And I just think he's quite a progressive horse and gets a claim here for Fred Kersley to run well. English gambler horse I've got a small interest in. He's been just fair at his two runs in Australia, but he gets to a trip that suits, and I think an important gear change gets the tongue tie back on. He can improve. Nine, Delightful Selena. I think if this race is overdone up front, this is the one that might just sit back and run really well for Craig Williams. And run second to La Belle Jude, who won at Sandown last start, and she's going to be competitive again. But probably comes down to run of race stuff early. I've got a slight leaning to Ryan's Fender. 4, 5, 9 and 10.
So we go 4 from 5, 9 and 10. We then have a look at the legs of the quaddie, race number 5 being the first of those. And this is the 55-second challenge, the open over the 9.55, obviously. Takeout runners 7 and 10. We've got number 3, Desert Lashes, at $3.30. It's one of the main fancies with Super Hard at $2.30, scratching 7 and 10, as I mentioned. Trent, let's go through the changes as far as betting.
Yeah, Nadia, with the first leg of the quaddie, you referenced there one of the scratchings, which was Marker Who Boy, who came out just before 9.30 this morning. So there has been that adjustment to the market. But Super Hard has been one of the best supported on the program this evening. Super Hard was $2.90 this morning, now all the way into $2.30. Desert Lashes at the $3.30 mark as the second elect. There has been a drift for Belwazi, as short as 4.40 out to 5. They're the three in single figures. A couple of others given some sort of a chance. Demonstrate and Gun Case at 10 and 11 respectively. But for the first leg of the quaddie, favourite well back. Super Hard, 290 into 230 this morning.
And how does the map look, Dean?
I thought that the speed's the outside two draws. Now, it's Desert Lashes and Plateau Gold. Just probably depends how they want to play it, whether Desert Lashes wants to lead down to the inside. I think clearly he can get across, or Plateau Gold leads and then they come to the outside of Plateau Gold. But they're the two, I think, of Gun Case, Belwazi probably next. Super Hard likes to be off the pace in these sort of races.
What do you like?
Comes down to track pattern, I think, Nards, and thinking that the inside won't be any disadvantage. I think Desert Lashes at some stage is going to have a fair bit of separation on Super Hard, and for that reason, first full preparation for Tony McAvoy. Ran well at her only run for the stable here back on the Cox Plate weekend with a big weight, and just looks well placed here. First up, Desert Lashes. I'm going to go with her to beat Super Hard. He was really good at Flemington. The race set up beautifully for him, but he hit the line well, and he can run well again. Oberland, first run for Mitch Friedman. He's been going well with these former Darren Weir trained gallopers, and he can run well fresh, and maybe for Belwazi next best, who's a winner here, and she's competitive. But I thought Desert Lashes, it was really well placed here. 3, 5, 6, and 1.
3 from 5, 6, and 1 in race number 5. Just clearing those totes after race number 1 from Healesville. The dividends are now through on the first race, and the numbers were 2, 1, 4 and 5. 2 Big Holiday, $3.90, $1.40, 1 Silo, $2. $2 for Brocky, 5 was 4th, Quinella, $17.30, Exacta, $27.10, Trifecta, $124.60, First 4, $521.20, and the 214 Trio, $22.40. Their next gets underway at 10.24. Having a look at the Alexandra Stakes, race number 6 from Moonee Valley, scratching, you can take out the 14, Trent.
There has been a change of favourite since we put up the original market on Wednesday, Nadia. Victory Kingdom did go up $4.60 and is now at the top of the market at $3.20. That has resulted in Angelic Ruler being demoted to the second line at $3.50. Outside of that, Mirette, 7, just a touch easy. The Closer, $8.50. Then to the double figures, which is headed by Atana at 11. But But change of favouritism, Victory Kingdom, now at $3.20 for race 6 at Moonee Valley, with Angelic Ruler on the second line at $3.50.
And Dean, how's this going to be run?
No, it's a big field. I would have thought that Kavicki from Barrier 1 would use that gate to advantage, but then you've got the likes of the Closer in 3, Victory Kingdom in 5, Atana in 7, and whether Moret takes its chances from out wide and pushes on, I thought she may do. So ultimately, I think big field will generate a pretty good speed.
What are you keen on?
Look, I think Moret's a really good talent, Nards. Wish she'd drawn a better gate, but we're getting $7 here to find out if she has a bit of luck, because I think she's as good as these, if not better. She's just had a different build-up to this race, where most of these have come through the CUNY or stakes races. She's had a couple of wins on the provincials just to build her profile, but we saw in the spring when she ran well in the 1,000 guineas that she's right up to this standard. So I'm going with her each way to beat 5 Victory Kingdom. I love what she's doing in her first preparation. 5th run in her first campaign, but she's doing a great job and she'll be on pace. 1 for 2 comes through the Mayor's Race on Super Saturday behind Spanish Reef, so she's back to her own age group here and can be very competitive. And 7 Made Me Shiver, I think at long odds, is well worth considering. At least for your trifectas and first fours, I think off a little fresh, and that summer form's not too bad. She can run a bit of a race here fresh. But I think Moret has a bit of luck from the draw. She's going to run very well at nice odds. 6, 5, 1, 7.
So we go 6 from 5, 1, and 7 in race number 6. Then we go to the 7th race tonight. This is the Group 1 weight for age William Reid Stakes. Scratchings take out runners 5 and 6, Trent.
Nadia, we do have the dominant favourite in Sunlight, and that has only been strengthened by the scratching of Shoals yesterday. Sunlight, $1.75 during periods of this morning, is now $1.65. Since the scratching of Shoals, there has been support for Sprite, the second elect. $9.50 was on offer and is now at 7. Written by has eased marginally this morning from 7 to 7.50. Another one that's drifted, Fell Swoop 9 to 10, being the Group 1. Mention the others. Voodoo Lad 12 out to 14. Embrace Me 14 to 16. Then we have Dothraki 23, Eli Kazoom 41, and Battle Hero the $61 outsider. Sunlight odds on $1.65. But there's also been admirers for Sprite, who is the $7 second elect.
How does the map look, Dean?
The speed's the outside 3 draws, I feel, Nards. Written by Sunlight, Fell Swoop. Battle Hero will be first down to the rail from Barrier 2, but I just think the ones out wider might take overtake him early. But, yeah, I'm expecting that group from the outside 3 gates to come across and make the speed.
Are you with the fave?
I am. A little bit of an interesting challenge, because it's never easy for the Newmarket winners to back up and win this. Obviously, the great Black Caviar did, winning the William Reid, but a few have tried and failed, and she's probably got to defy that a little bit, but she was good in the Newmarket. She's got a great winning habit. She makes her own luck. I'm going to go with her. I'd be wanting Sprite on my side in the quaddie, though. I know she's going to get back, but I think the couple of scratchings, maybe only a field of 9, makes it a bit easier for her to cut through the field and run very well. She's raced well here at Moonee Valley, and I think her 2 runs in have been excellent. Fell Swoop, he just can't get that Group 1 on the board. Gee, he's going well. He ran well in the Australia Stakes here 2 starts back, and his Oakley Plate run I thought was full of merit. And then out to 9, Written By, who was just okay in the Lightning. I'd love to see them run him along here in front and give him a chance to run him down, but he might be next best. 10, 7, 1 and 9.
So 10, 7, 1, 9, and then we go to the last race, 8. This is the Sunline, Group 2 for the fillies and mares over 1,600 metres, and it is clear as scratching, Trent.
Popular favourite here, Nadia, in Spanish Reef. 80% of the support for this favourite since we opened the market on Wednesday with the final field known. Spanish Reef went up $2.70. and is now odds on of $1.75. So naturally, the other chances, they've had the drift with that weight of money. And Tali has been 4.40 out to 6. I Am a Star, 7.50 to 10. Tiger Eza is at 10 as well. And then a bigger gap to She's Dashing, 18. Hopefully it's not too much of a get out, Nadia. But if the punters are cashed up heading into the last, they'll be mostly cheering for Spanish Reef. Once again, $2.70 once the field was known. Now, odds on $1.75.
It's been a good go, Dean. How does the map look?
Yeah, well, she's going to be prominent now. It's Spanish Reef. Won the race last year on pace. So maybe I'm a Star will lead her, as she did in the the matron stakes at Flemington. Blue Morpho mightn't be too far away, and Namtali are probably trying to track Spanish Reef, but I would say I'm a Star looks the likely leader.
Are you with the favourite?
I am. It's hard not to like her. She's good at the Valley. She's good at in these sort of races. It was only a spring campaign when she was aimed a little bit higher that she's really failed. So she was good last time out, and I see no reason why she won't win again. Namtali on weights and measures can't beat her. I think, what's it, 4.5 kilos worse for being beaten by her last time. But running really well in this grade, nonetheless, Namtali. And I think if there's a little blowout result, she's dashing just from barrier two. Little change up with the blinkers again and Damien Lane taking over. She just might duck and weave through. She's a multiple group one place getter. I'll be putting her in the quaddie for an amount. And Canedna next best. The blinkers going straight back on second up. I think that shows intent that she's just about ready to go. 4, 6, 7, and 2.
4 from 6, 7, and 2. We'll come back and wrap it up shortly. Here's the second Healesville.
Runners are at the start here, Nards, and they're about to get set now for the second event of the day. 3:20 about into Hallen has been the best back runner, clearly the best backed as well. And they're now moving in. So the runners are loading up for the second race of the day. Follow GRV News on Twitter. And they're coming in well now for the second of a dozen up the straight today. Favourite draws box 8. And they're set to go. Race 2. Stand by. Set. And away. Into Hallen commenced okay. Crashing wide. Go Sherva. Go near the inside. Will keep Into Hallen off the rail. And Kit Winslow, Maiden Pool go through to lead. They're followed by Dirty Azuri. Got some zip. Well back looming Lara and Firework Joey, but it's all Kit Winslow, 6 in front. And Kit Winslow's a really smart winner today by 6 lengths to Maiden Pool. Third, a photo finish, probably Into Hallen a nose to go, Sherva go. Followed then by Dirty Azuri, well back Firework Joey, got some zip. And the last in looming Lara, 16.79, a smart runner home, 10.11. Kit Winslow, all too good.
Kid Winslow taking out the second from Healesville today. The one, we'll get the full totes through in a moment as we wrap up the meeting tonight at Moonee Valley. Dean, what's your best roughy quaddy in your player of the day?
Yeah, he's got in fairly short nards, but race 3, number 11, testifies my best. The value for me is in race 6, number 6, Moret. The quaddy, first leg 3 and 5, second leg 1, 3, 5, 6, 7 and 13. Third leg 1, 7, and 10, and the last leg 4, 6, 7. Play of the night, I'm going to take a parlay 2, 3, all for the win. Race 3, number 11, Testifier. Race 5, number 3, Desert Lashes. Race 8, number 4, Spanish Reef.
Very good, Dean. Thank you.
Thank you, Nadia.
And what have been the best back runners as far as the tab goes, Trent?
Nadia, we'll start with the first on the program, number 8, Anjana, who has been supported in the $2.15 this morning. Then to race 3. And confidence there with Dino as well, the best of the night, even though that in race 3, number 11, Testifier is now $1.75. Pretty confident, as are the majority of the punters with that particular race. Then to race 5, the first leg of the quaddy, and number 5, Super Hard, who has been $2.90 into $2.30 this morning. And then the last of 8, the Sunline Stakes, and number 4, Spanish Reef, once again open $2.70 with the final field known on Wednesday. And now odds on at $1.75. So the notable tab movers for tonight's meeting at Moonee Valley, race 1, number 8, Anjana, race 3, number 11, Testifier, race 5, number 5, Super Hard, and race 8, number 4, Spanish Reef. Just to recap the thoughts of Dino there, Nadia, his best, once again, reiterate, race 3, number 11, Testifier, who is the $1.75 favourite with tab fixed odds, his best value. Comes up in race 6, number 6, Moret. $7 the win, $2.40 the place with tab fixed odds. Once again, if you have a fixed odds win bet through your tab account and your horse runs second or third, bonus bet back up to $50. That applies to the first 3 races at Moonee Valley this evening. That bonus bet offer is also available for the first 4 races at Mornington, Rosehill and Eagle Farm tomorrow. And there's the $100,000 projected Big Six pool at Moonee Valley tonight.
Very good. Thanks for that, Trent.
Thanks, Nadia.
There's Trent Langscale joining us from the tab. The dividends are up, race 2, Healesville. Number 1, Kid Winslow, 310, 180. 2, Maiden Pool, 390. 8, Into Helen at $1.73 was fourth. Quinella $20.90. Exacta $56.80. Trifecta $196.40. First four $2,876.50. And the running double 2-1 $22.10. We're at the start at Wagga. We'll